This unsolved mystery is called The Boy in the Box. It was the year of 1957 in Philadelphia when a hunter found a bruised body of a boy in JCPenney box. The boy, around 4 to 6 years old, was nude and wrapped in a funnel. It seemed to have died from the blows to the head, fearing his musk traps would be confiscated by the police. The hunter didn't report the body. It was two days later when a college student found the body that the police started on the case of America's unknown child and immediately attracted the media's attention, and flyers of a boy were seen throughout Pennsylvania. Although the police received thousands of leads, they were never able to uncover the identity of the boy. They tried to track back to J.C. Penney's box and checking the boy's fingerprints, but everything led to a dead end. However, there were two promises led of notes. One led involved a foster name home located 1.5 miles away. The medical examiner who pursued the case until his death had a psychic led him to the foster home, where he found a bassinet similar to the one he was sold in the box, hanging on the clothesline, were blankets much like the wrapped around the boy. He believed that the boy belonged to the stepdaughter of the man who ran the house. She didn't want to be found or a new mother. The police interviewed the couple, but closed the investigation. In 2003, they opened the case again when interviewed a woman identified as M, who claimed her abusive mother bought the child back in 1954. According to her, her mother killed the boy in a fit of rage because M was mentally unstable. The investigation was closed, as well as leaving the boy to remain America's unknown child.